we receive no call to take them there, and we know nothing whatsoever about the place at all.
Never mind that, I interposed, to save myself from being swept out of the office by his flood of negations. Here's something that you can do for me. I wish you to understand in advance what I intend doing, so that in case of trouble, you may be able to identify me.
Ah, I see. Should you be murdered, we would be in a position to identify the corpse.
He said it so cheerfully and cold-bloodedly that on the instant I saw my stark and mutilated cadaver, stretched upon a slab where cool waters trickle ceaselessly, and him I saw bending over and sadly and patiently, identifying it as the body of the insane American who would see the East End.
No, no, I answered, merely to identify me in case I get into a scrape with the bobbies.
This last I said with a thrill. Truly, I was gripping hold of the vernacular.
That, he said, is a matter for the consideration of the chief office.
It is so unprecedented, you know, he added apologetically. The man at the chief office hemmed and hawed.
We make it a rule, he explained, to give no information concerning our clients.
But in this case, I urged, it is the client who requests.